Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Cross River Task Force has a new commander, Marcos Polito, deputy chief at the Madison County Sheriff's Office, taking over for Commander Nick Novosich, who's the chief of police over at Granite City. I had the chance to speak with Madison County State Attorney Tom Hain to explain the purpose of the Cross River Task Force and the reason why it started.
I took office in December 2020, and the first thing I did is I visited every law enforcement agency in the county. And there are more than I knew how many there were, but it took a long time to visit them all. I think there's almost 30. And I visited everyone in person, and the chorus of concern that I heard from every police chief and agency was, we are seeing a sustained issue with individuals coming into our community from outside our community, typically from Missouri, and seeing us as a ripe picking ground for crime. And the problem with this kind of crime is that it's not the location of it. The problem is it's so quick. So people are using interstate highways to travel, they'll victimize a community, and then they'll travel quickly out of it before often we can respond. And then if they're in a different legal jurisdiction, it's much harder to enforce arrest, to then prosecute if they're out of your jurisdiction. So they're in and out quickly. It also makes it more dangerous in my view. And this is what I had heard from law enforcement agencies, because if you don't have skin in the game, in the sense that if you're not part of a community, and if you're trying to leave that community potentially at, you know, speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour, you're taking extreme action to avoid getting arrested, and that places people in extreme danger. We actually had a police officer that was killed on the McKinley Bridge. We prosecuted his murderer for murder and put him in jail for life, Caleb Campbell. But Officer Brian Pierce was on the bridge, McKinley Bridge, and he was killed by a driver fleeing justice from Madison County into Missouri. And so it's a clear and present danger when you have individuals committing crimes that are quick, speedy, and then attempting to flee the jurisdiction. So we viewed it as a real systemic problem. It's not one city, because these interstates go through the cities. It's the entire county needs to come together and come up with some proactive way to deter this kind of activity, and where it occurs, stop it. And so that was the idea of the Cross River Crime Task Force, and we started it in April of 2021. We had several listening meetings with all these law enforcement agencies that I had just met with, and we came up with a command structure. So the first commander was Sheriff Jeff Connor, appointed by myself and the previous sheriff, John Lakin. And he initiated a great program of proactive patrols. He brought in all these agencies and individuals to volunteer their time to kind of flood the zone and to show the flag, and to make sure that people, when they entered Madison County at, you know, unexpected times, they might see a lot of police officers, and they will realize that we're not here to mess around. We're here to make sure that we have a safe community. And he was replaced by Chief Novosich 2 years ago when he became sheriff. And since then, he's just continued to professionalize and to formalize the structure and the protocol. Now we have a core team of people who are deputized, who are able to go anywhere in the county and initiate arrests. And that core team is able to travel along these highways through communities, if necessary, to initiate arrests. And so they provide the core. And around that, we also have a volunteer force of other law enforcement individuals who show up and help us, you know, initiate these proactive patrols. And so what we view it as is this ongoing tool that we're not responding to problems. We are here to prevent problems. And if you're doing this day in and day out, every month or two, sometimes we do them real quick in succession to keep people off balance. We think over time that's going to have a real impact. Is it going to be a silver bullet? No. But it's a really important tool that we're very proud of.
It's growing, obviously. You're adding more to it in just the short amount of time that you've had it in operation. But has there been enough data that you can see that kind of backs up the reason for the task force?
Well, the data, I think, shows in the auto thefts, which is an important piece of this equation. You know, that's something that people are very concerned about, and I'm personally concerned about it. I mean, the numbers in St. Louis City are astounding, the number of auto thefts that are occurring. And St. Louis City is not all that much bigger than Madison County. I think in 2022, there were 7,000 auto thefts in St. Louis City. Well, in 2022, we had driven our numbers down below 2019 levels. So that's just one piece of this puzzle. But we do believe auto thefts are probably the stereotypical concern about cross-river crime, because these are autos that are stolen and then driven out of the jurisdiction. So we are keeping our eye on that ball pretty strongly, and we're going to continue to track those numbers. I mean, the last 2 years, we are holding the line below 2019 levels. We drove it down.
Below local levels and state levels?
No, Madison County. So in 2020, we hit historic highs in auto thefts in Madison County. In 2019 or 2021, we had driven those numbers down 12%. In 2022, at the same time that Illinois had increased. In 2022, we drove them down another 12%. At the same time, Illinois hit historic highs. In 2023, we kept them steady below 2019 levels at the same time that Illinois hit another historic high. So what we're doing in Madison County is having an impact. I'm sure there are multiple variables, but we're proud of this tool and we're going to continue to use it.
Peeking into the war room a little bit without showing all the cards, if you will. How do deployments come about? Is it just kind of at random, or is it something that you see something in particular and you've got to hit this?
So I think that it's up to the commander. So that's why we have a command structure that's meant to, prevent paralysis by analysis, where, you know, everybody's got a good idea about what to do next. Well, we have a commander of the Cross River Crime Task Force, and in this case, he will be tasked with determining that. What has typically happened is every month or two, you'll have another deployment in an unexpected area. Sometimes we'll have them in quick succession to throw people off, and we'll do a proactive patrol where we'll patrol a region, maybe potentially a several license plate readers that we've identified as potential hotspots, and we'll use those as tools to work with that local jurisdiction to provide them with way more resources on a short-term basis, so that we can send a message. You never know when one particular area of our county is going to be flooded with law enforcement officials here to do justice. So it's up to the commander, and that's how he will design this going forward, and that's how Chief Novosich designed it in the past, was an attempt to kind of identify crime flows where they're occurring, to bring to bear resources that we believe can deter that activity, and then to do it again on a routine way that sends a long-term systemic message. We're here to stay. We're not here as a shooting star just trying to make a news cycle. We've been here for 3 years. We're doing it, you know, month in and month out. People are putting in extra time to do it, and we're here to stay because we think it's having a long-term systemic effect that no one department can have. If you have a combined effort over time, that combined effort can really have an impact throughout the county.
How is this funded, and do the officers all get paid while they're all kind of doing extra hours and things? How does that work?
So the great thing about this is it is volunteer. So the agencies identify this as a positive impact on their communities, the law enforcement agencies, the police departments, and they send their officers, some of their best officers, to be part of our core team, to volunteer their time. In a sense, no Madison County entity pays extra money that this occurs. It's out of a sense that this is having an impact, that the local agencies are deploying their resources, which could be deployed elsewhere, to this common effort. And so it's actually a testament of how much we value this, that that is still occurring and it's still increasing in strength, because it doesn't cost the taxpayers any extra money, but it's having a real systemic effect throughout the county. So it's a volunteer, it is, and it's valued by each individual agency to determine how much they want to be involved. And so far, they've all been, you know, continuously involved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.